I am very concerned with the Indian students attending schools in the local town schools. The two students face a great deal of difficulties and stresses during their 10 months away from their communities. First, they must make a challenging decision to leave their homes. Their ways of life differ considerably from the city ways of life. A student is confronted with many problems such as social and school adjustment and a real home security. A student trying to make a second home in someone else's residence is a big challenge for him. A student told to make this place at home, which is highly impossible for him for 10 months. A lot of students put on a false front throughout the whole year to get by. When they go home for the summer months, they are themselves again at their own homes. At school, many are adjusted to the system. Many do not participate in the school activities and functions because they are too shy or afraid of what others might say or think. Some of the students do not like the way they are taught about their ancestors, i.e., in the history books, the Indians are called savages. There's a great lack of communication between the student and his boarding home, his school, and his school counselors. Communication is of great importance to the students and the above mentioned. While an Indian student is away from home, he worries about his parents, brothers, sisters, and other relatives and friends. It's very fortunate to see that the white students get to see their parents every day and have a real home life. No wonder why there are a lot of Indian students dropping out and creating quite a problem for Indian affairs. When an Indian student asks to leave school, he or she might not always be telling the truth because of the communication that should have taken place before the student asked to leave.